Ever since last year Donald Trump uttered those famous words, fake news, it is something that we've all been concerned about. How do we spot it? What is it? And is it something that we should be paying attention to? Well, somebody that is paying attention to it from the Western Sydney University, their senior lecturer, Dr. Joanne Orlando. Good morning, Joanne. Firstly, with fake news, it is something that we need to be looking out for in relation to kids, isn't it? How do we spot fake news?
Absolutely. Kids spend a lot of time online, as we all know, and a lot of their news comes from social media sites and other sites that are not reputable news sites. So they're getting in contact with all these ideas, many of which are fake or exaggerated or sponsored content. So we need to be aware that this is happening, and we need to also be able to show them how to spot the fake news from the real stuff.
It's such a fine line, isn't it? Because with social media and the internet more generally, we now have the power to research more broadly news events that are important to us, whereas before we just had the nightly news at 6 o'clock and that was it. But there is a lot of junk out there, and what are some of the drivers that kids should be on the lookout to know what is something they should be taking on board to something that is probably worth just moving on from?
That's right. It's about sifting through all the information that's coming our way online because, as you said, so many people post online now that we're getting our information from different kinds of sources. So there's a few different strategies to look for. And it's a good idea just to sit down with one of your children and pick a news item that you think might be correct and just go through some of these strategies. So one is sort of just having a look at who's going to benefit from that post. So is there anyone in particular who it might actually be benefiting or it might actually be harming? So getting an idea of why that content has been written and why it's been put on up online. And then things like, I always think it's a bit like a spot the difference game, you know, spot the dodgy content. So things like look at the actual URL or the website. You know, often we know there's .com, which is a commercial site, or there's .org, which is a charity or organisation, but there's other sites that you can get that fake news seem to be linked to. For example, if it's something like .com.co, that kind of thing, you know, there's a number of fake news sites that have been linked to that kind of URL, which is just at the end of the web address. So look for something like that. And also something that, you know, when someone puts something online that is not necessarily true, so fake news, they want to get as much attention as possible. So does the post make you feel really angry or really surprised or really shocked? You know, does it bring out that really extreme emotion? I think that's a good thing to think about.
It certainly is, Joanne. That's one of the things on your list that really stuck out to me. If there's something that gets you emotional one way or the other, so if you're looking at a post and you're thinking, you know what, yes, I'm really on board with this. On the other side of things, if you're looking at that and you're really so in disagreement with what's being said, there is a chance you might be getting sucked into something that's not necessarily as trustworthy as it could be.
No, absolutely. And we see that kind of thing, particularly around celebrity news. There's lots of fake news around the celebrities and to find out that person just had a baby and that person's marriage has just split up. So things like that. Now, of course, real news can have that sort of extreme emotion as well. You know, we do see shocking things and surprising things in our world. So if you're not quite sure, go to another site, a reliable news site. So it might be a TV news site or a reliable newspaper site, and see if they're running the same story either on their site or on their Facebook page or on their Twitter. And if they are running the same story, then maybe, you know, it probably is correct. So that's definitely something to look for. And then things like really obvious mistakes, like spelling mistakes, badly written. They're making these claims and there's absolutely no evidence to support the claim.
Joanne, it sounds like you're looking at the stuff I'm putting on our station website. There's plenty of spelling mistakes and plenty of stuff in there that people may want to stay away from.
Uh-oh.
Busted. Look, they are some great things for us to look out for, Joanne. Obviously, if something is, the quality is pretty low, if those emotional drivers are really taking us to one extreme or another, and even if it kind of passes all that, just make sure that there are some reputable places around that you know and can trust that are actually following that story at point as well.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Joanne, something for us to think about, not just the kids, but for all of us adults as well who like to get on and find our news sources online. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks a lot.
from Western Sydney University, Dr. Joanne Orlando, talking with us about fake news this morning at 2NURFM 103.7.